Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome back, everyone, or welcome in. We hadn't been here before this morning, I don't think, but we'd like to welcome everyone in here once again for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color here on WVFB FM 101.5, Keeks Country, and we're coming to you through the auspices of the Three Star Committee and the Dale Holla Chamber of Commerce. I got some special guests here this morning. We're going to start out in a little bit. I know we're kind of theming around our fair this week, but with our fair this week, we got a special ceremony on the opening day, and I have a member here of the American Legion who's going to talk about that. And of course, today is a very, very important day in the history of this nation and the history of the world. And I know we're going to talk about that just a little bit too. But with that, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll start off by, of course, thanking everyone that sponsors and makes this show possible each Thursday morning, and remind you that we're live, as we said, live now, but it'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and it's also streamed on the Dale Holla Horizon website at a later date. So you've got all kinds of opportunities to listen to us. But with that, we're going to take a little short break, work in a commercial here, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about today in history, just a little bit, and then kind of tie that in with what's going on with the American Legion post. What post?
18.
I can see numbers kind of.
That's right.
But I got that one right. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's not a rite of passage or just a part of growing up. Bullying has no place in Kentucky schools. I'm Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Adults have the power to stop bullying. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied kids. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
$10. Welcome back, everyone. Sid, once again, we're glad to have you with us this morning. Sam, what is your last name again?
Wood.
Wood. I know I have been told it over a million times, and hadn't known you or known about you over, 8 or 10 years or something?
I've been here in Clay County for 5 years.
But Sam is here this morning. He's a member of the American Legion, and the American Legion is going to be a very, very important part of the opening day ceremony of our fair here. But before we get into that, since, you know, we do have the American Legion here. Today, as we said earlier, that this nation and the entire world today is celebrating one of the most important days in the history of modern day, well, actually the modern day world, and that was the Operation Overlord, or D-Day, that took place 75 years ago today, I believe. And I know Sam and I, we've been talking about this for a little bit, and well, Sam didn't realize I was an old history teacher and had been over this once or twice before, but we were kind of looking at and talking a little bit about D-Day, and I think Sam found a place on his telephone, and he's got some some numbers there that, you know, those folks of this age are going to find kind of numbing figures, I guess, you know, because, you know, now when we see figures of casualties, which, of course, casualties of any kind are to be avoided at all costs if possible, but, you know, it's major headline news now if we lose one or two servicemen anywhere in the world. But on this day in history, Sam, tell us a little bit about that, about this day.
Well, studying our local nowadays current history sources such as Wikipedia, I'm sure you've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's a basis of where people can contribute information from valid sources. All of those are validated. But it shows on Wikipedia that 1.4 million troops were used in the Operation Overlord by the 25th of July. That's how many troops total of the Allied forces were in France. But on D-Day specifically, there were 226,400 casualties just in the Allied forces. Total casualties, including what we can estimate for the German forces that were lost, were between 290,000 and 530,000 casualties.
You know, that is, you know, we think about that, and that is an entire generation of young males in the German nation. And of course,
it is.
And then going on to the others, Sam.
But again, it wasn't just the military people. There were civilians,
right,
on the ground that were also lost. During the pre-invasion bombing, there estimated up to 19,000 civilians that were casualties in the pre-invasion. But during the invasion itself, somewhere between 25 and 39,000 civilians were lost in the undertaking that was going on that day. And again, it's not just the military people. We all talk about collateral damage and how whatever the military is doing on the ground or in the air is affecting civilian populations as well.
And American casualties on the actual D-Day, I think there's some estimates on that.
I saw that a moment ago. 226,386. Of that total, Allied losses, approximately 10,000 were Americans.
And that included, deaths or?
That is just the losses, actual losses.
Actual losses.
Over 10,000 Americans were killed that day.
And I know you can still see pictures of this on TV today of the actual battle there. We're just forcing this continued bombardment of the beaches there with the landing craft, with load after load of American soldiers trying to land on the beach and basically walk into just open machine gun fire. And, you know, it's something that all of our younger generations should take a look at and, you know, and thank all of those folks that took part in this. And I know there's some celebrations going on today. And I believe I saw last night that a 95-year-old paratrooper that actually made the jump again. He hadn't been back there since he jumped during World War II, and he made that jump yesterday, I think.
And I believe they had six survivors from the Normandy invasion in parade in France when President Trump was there meeting with the French president. They had a special celebration this morning, and actual six of those invasion troops were in the parade for them.
And I believe there is a tremendous movie that is pretty factual. I believe called The Longest Day.
That is correct.
That is a fairly factual account of that day that was made, I think, maybe quite a few years later, sometime in the 50s or 60s.
It was in the late 50s or 60s.
But this is a very, very important day in our history here. Like I said, in this day, in the United States, throughout the world, when the, of course, you know, it was, you know, the war to make the world free from Nazi and Japanese oppression. And it took sacrifice, as we said, of thousands of American young men.
We just don't see campaigns in the last 50 years that have been in that magnitude. Thank goodness, right. I mean, when you look at our most recent campaign in the Middle East, let's go back to the early 90s in Desert Storm. We had military leaders who put 100,000 troops and sailors and airmen in motion into Desert Storm, and it lasted, 20-something days, I think, and we lost less than 100 people. So the difference between how we execute warfare in recent time is significant to what we used to do.
Really, in those days, there really wasn't any choice other than foot soldiers going in and
artillery and aircraft bombing the front
and gaining land inch by inch.
Inch by inch.
And like I said, if you haven't seen the movies or any of those actual films, when you see when the soldiers came ashore and they looked up and what they saw was basically just stark bluffs that they had to climb with machine gun nests, artillery, all of that up on top of it, bombarding down on them. So, you know, a very, very solemn occasion. This is a very, very solemn day. And on that note, let's take a little break.
All right.
And we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I guess now this might be a good time to talk about opening day ceremonies down at the fair. Who's going to tell us about that?
Well, I'm going to let you know, since you have me here representing American Legion Post 18, and of note, Post 18 was around for 25 years longer than before D-Day. This is the 100-year anniversary for American Legion Post 18 here in Clay County. It's pretty phenomenal for military posts to be around that long. I mean, you think about it, that's World War I era when this post was founded. We have 30 members in the post right now, and we're looking for all you veterans out there. Come talk to us. We have an organization to support you here in Clay County. In conjunction with that, what we try to do is be involved in the opening ceremonies and recognition of things. And as a part of the opening ceremonies on Saturday, The Boy Scouts are going to help us do a flag retirement ceremony. There's a formality to retiring your used American flags, and we're going to conduct that ceremony on Saturday. So if you want to come by and bring your used flags, we'll be glad to add them to our retirement ceremony. It's going to be quite a program the Scouts will be helping us with, and that'll be at 10 a.m.
You know, it just gets nothing. I can remember when I was in high school that we went through that ceremony out at the high school where we would maybe have a flag there to be retired. And I guess it was probably a member from the American Legion here then that came by, and we went through the ceremony for out in front of the schoolhouse there at the flagpole.
Well, we have, as part of our mission in the community, ensure that people understand there is a formal etiquette about flag display, flag care and storage, as well as flag retirement. And this is one of those steps.
And the flag is not a decoration, is it?
No, it is not. It is intended to be a post of honor in our country. We honor our Old Glory. We've written songs and poetries about it. It's part of our history since its foundation. And our founding fathers intended for our flag to be a symbol of the freedom that all of those years of casualties and losses have made possible.
You know, and sometimes you're in the heartland of country music. I wonder how many folks here, the younger folks, older folks, that have listened to Johnny Cash sing the Ragged Old Flag and have never really listened to the words of the American history lesson that is in that song right there.
It's awesome that he had taken the time with his writers to produce that. It's truly a remarkable example of how you should honor the flag and why.
Okay, now at the ceremony down there, like I said, you're going to go through the entire process
of retiring flags, is correct.
And if anyone has flags that they would like to be a part of this ceremony?
If you have flags, I'm going to go ahead and volunteer. I hope the sheriff doesn't mind. I work at the sheriff's office and dispatch on the evening shift. So if you have a flag you would like to be a part of that retirement ceremony, drop it by the sheriff's station, have it flagged for Sam I Am. They know me there. And I will collect those together between now and Saturday and make sure we get them in for the ceremony.
Okay, well, we got to some other parts of that ceremony, don't we, Jane?
We do. When we found out about the American Legion having its 100th anniversary, we thought that it would be a really good thing to honor them. And so we decided to have the opening ceremonies, and we're going to have them to do the flag retirement, but we're also going to have, we're going to honor the Legion and the Senator Pody and Representative Kieslin are going to come, and they have a special thing for them, and they're going to bring us flags, new flags to put up, and we're going to have like a poem about the flag and a welcome, and then the politicians will do their presentation, and Geneva and Bobby Bartlett are going to sing patriotic songs at the end of it. And so we feel like we've got a really good thing going on, and that starts at 10 o'clock. And at the same time, after our flag ceremony and everything, they're going to start their marble tournament. And the Lions Club is going to sponsor the marble tournament. And like you said, we just recently got a grant for our marble yard, and what they want to do is build walls and insulation so that they can have walls and they can play in the wintertime. And so we're all excited about that, and we're excited about having Roly Holback and everything.
We've got to get some of the thunder back over here away from Standing Stone Park.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're going to do that, and then...
Can I ask Sam another? Sam, is there a certain time of the day for flag retirement ceremonies?
Not a specific time. It must be daylight, and it must be between the hour of 8 a.m. and sunset, because flag postings on every military base in the world, for American bases at least, we always hold morning colors at 0800 local, and we all hold evening colors at sunset.
And does TAPS actually stand to assure presence?
No, that's not. There's actually a word. There are words to that.
Yeah,
TAPS was written as a recognition of the end of the day. And TAPS has been played at bases and on military ships for decades, specifically at usually 10 p.m., 2200 for those of us in the military. It's the end of the day. It's official ending for things. And TAPS was a moment of solemnity, I think is the right word, to be solemn and remember those that were lost.
You know, I had kind of stolen that from Tip. You know, Tip means to ensure promptness. But you know, I kind of sense, you know, if the taps blow, everybody
come to attention.
Yes. Okay, Jane. I'll tell you what. Let's take a little short break, get in a couple of commercials, and come back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's not a rite of passage or just a part of growing up. Bullying has no place in Kentucky schools. I'm Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Adults have the power to stop bullying. It's up to us as educators, as parents, as adults, to stand up on behalf of bullied kids. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to thank Sam for being here with us this morning. It's always a pleasure to have him here, and he actually said he was replacing Richard Accurso this morning. He couldn't be here, but it's always a pleasure. We can't hardly get anything out of Sam when we get him in here. Of course, he or Richard, either one, but we forgot to mention that we talked about Mr. and Ms. Bartlett is going to be doing some singing down there. Well, okay, Mr. Bobby Bartlett is the commander of the post now, or the American Legion post, and so he's their fearless leader right now also. Well, we just picked up another guest, didn't we? Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now what are we going to talk about now?
Well, one thing that we didn't get mentioned about Saturday, we're going to have the Clay County Fairest of the Fair beauty pageant, and so we would like for people to come to it. And it registration starts at noon, and then the I think the pageant starts at 3 o'clock, it says. So,
okay, and you can register on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather you be registered like Friday and come out and, and practice a little bit and kind of get ready for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And of course our big marble tournament.
Our big marble tournament, and we're excited about that. And I'd say they'll all be really excited since we found out about the grant. And we just want to support them because Roly Hole is a dying thing, right?
It's a living thing. It's rejuvenating.
Yeah.
It's not dying anymore. It's turned the corner and coming back.
Yeah.
It is being reincarnated in the same form it was when it was slowing down.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Now, what's up next?
All right. Well, I'm Carla Rich, and I'm helping out with the women's exhibits and the youth exhibits this year for the fair. And I just wanted to come by and encourage everybody to bring their items out and enter those in the fair. We would love nothing more than have to have our building completely full of exhibits. We have categories for adults in the canning department. You can bring vegetables, fruit, jams and jellies, pickles and relish, and then we have other foods categories like breads, candies, cookies, cakes, and pies. And I realize as far as field crops and garden, it's a little early for things, but we may have a few people that have already gotten some items out of their garden and may have some field crops from last year. We have categories for hay and for corn for last year. Other things from the garden that you may have would be onions, cucumbers, cabbage, zucchini, and squash. So we would love to have some of those food type entries for the fair.
Okay. Now, I know there are lots and lots of stuff down there, and when you enter things, can I volunteer for a position?
Absolutely.
Can I be the official taster?
We would love to have some extra help, and we will sign you up.
But not just that one, now, just the official taster of all the jams and the jellies. And
I think that would be a lucky person.
Sometimes after the judging and everything, some of the cookies and things disappear down there.
Well, you think maybe that there's big rodents down there, or
big rodents,
very big ones. Okay, Jane. Maybe before we do that, I think it's time for maybe a midtime here, and it's time for birthdays and anniversaries. Talk about it a little bit. I know that we have a few people today listed on our birthday and anniversary, and if you want to be a part of this, you need to call 243-5574 and talk to the answering machine. And folks are getting a lot better about speaking slowly and clearly, and some of them repeat the names the second time, because a lot of times on an answering machine, you'll get all excited and you'll call their first name out before the machine starts recording. And the rest of it's real clear and plain. And then, you know, it also helps if sometimes if you leave your phone number there so we can call. Occasionally we do need to call someone and make sure we get the names correctly, because I think maybe since I've been here, maybe I missed a name once and got it wrong. And that, I know that's hard to believe, but it actually happened once. But today we have, beginning with, a couple of folks celebrating wedding anniversaries, beginning with Donnie and Margie Boone on June the 6th. They're celebrating anniversary, and neither one of these gave me a number of years, so, but I think some of them have been married a few years. And the other anniversary on the 5th, Ella and Cole Eads celebrating an anniversary. And then down through our birthdays, Mr. Donnie Copeland celebrated the birthday on June the 5th. And then a happy birthday to James Allen Horn King on June the 4th. And then Miss Billy Buford Stone, she celebrated a birthday on the 31st. And then I know Brenda Lykins celebrated a birthday this past week. I'm not sure exactly what day that was. And Miss Brittany Boone celebrated a birthday on the 6th. And this name won't go in the drawing, but I'd like to wish my nephew, James Thomas Strong, a happy birthday today. He lives over in Cookeville, but we'll wish him a happy birthday. I'm sure his grandma, Wealthy Strong, may be listening, so we'd like to take care of that. And remember, the number is 243-5574, and speak slowly and clearly into our answering machine. And with that, we'll take another little short break. We're going to come back and go and do some more fire traveling. Be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I've got another anniversary to add here. Jane Miller, who's here with us, reminded me of something that I knew and forgot to write down. She didn't call it in, so we're going to disqualify her from getting one of those anniversary cakes. Sorry, Dennis. But Dennis Miller and Jane Miller celebrated the birthday today, our birthday, an anniversary today, and I believe I heard something about it being like the 49th one?
It was the 49th, yeah.
40. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, now we can go back and talk about some more fire business.
Okay. Well, after the... I want to say that the admission is $3 to the fair, and then if you go in and you want to go through the carnival, you have to have farm armbands, but they are discounted. I think it's on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
No, I think a lot of the fairs around, they have that fee just added in up front for everybody,
yeah.
Don't they? Whether you ride rides or not,
mm-hmm.
you go in and you pay $10 or $12 to get in. It includes the armband.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, if you're not going to ride the rides, if you're at the age of some of the folks that go down there and don't like to ride tilt-a-whirls, they don't charge you for that just to come in.
Yeah.
And if it rains Saturday for our retirement, we're going to have it in the women's building. And so come on anyway, even if it's raining.
The weatherman ain't really cooperating.
No.
Not yet.
Also on Monday, the 10th, the women's exhibit opens, and that includes the stuff like Carla was talking about, but it also includes for adults, and it includes the quilts and the baked goods and the all of that stuff. We have a flower contest that's always really, really good. I think you've won a ribbon in that, haven't you, Thomas?
Yes, I did. I brought in something nobody hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something, too. If you bring some plants down there and they don't have a category for it, it gets created
mm-hmm.
for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you know, it's nice to get a ribbon, but the biggest thing is just to bring things out and share it with people. Because, you know, people don't drive around looking at yards a lot anymore like they used to. You know, somebody would say, hey, Jane Miller's got a beautiful flower garden out there front. And people would drive by and look at it. But if you bring them over to the fair and put your name on them, everybody gets to see some of your pride and joy, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm. And what we're striving for is to have participation. We want people to bring their stuff and see other people's stuff and enjoy it. It's we don't want to have real, real strict rules so that people will be afraid to bring things. But another few things, the women's registration will start at noon that day, and then...
and that's what, remember that, that's Monday.
That's Monday.
One day only,
mm-hmm.
Monday, the
uh-huh.
first day of uh-huh. the fair itself. You need to get down there and get mm-hmm. those. I forget sometimes.
Well, we changed it. The people in the state...
Right.
The fair people wanted us to change it so that we'd have more exhibit time for people
right.
to look at it. And that's why that had to change. But then on Tuesday we'll have the senior day, and that's where the seniors get to come in and they have a meal, and it's going to be catered by Ollie's, and it's going to be sponsored by our nursing home and the Livingston Regional Hospital and Centers of Tennessee, and so all of the seniors need to come to that, and they'll have door prizes and bingo and all the stuff.
And I think they've got a bunch of vendor booths going
yeah.
to be set up, lots of information for
mm-hmm.
for those elderly folks.
And then we're going to have a dog show on Tuesday, and the big entertainment that day, I guess, is the Four on the Floor band. And they say that it's a really good band, and they're going to have two performances, one at 6 and one at 8.
And that is included in the admission.
Uh-huh. It's included in the admission. They're supposed to be really good. We heard them in Nashville, and that's where we asked them to come.
Yeah, I think they just did a show over in Sparta a couple of weeks
yeah.
ago.
On Wednesday the 12th at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Wool Whip Rodeo. And that's going to be in the arena. And then on Thursday, we'll have the Century Farm Dinner. And that's at 6 p.m. And that's for people who have Century Farms or are interested in finding out how to have a Century Farm.
Do we have any Century Farms this year?
I'm not sure if we have any new ones this year, but I feel certain there's lots of people out there that would be eligible for
mm-hmm.
this. And we would encourage them to come. If you think that your farm has been in your family for 100 years or more, come on out to this dinner and we can give you an application and explain the process. And our officials here in the county are so good to help you trace that back and get that recognition. If you need more information on that, you can contact Dean Walden at 615-699-4583.
Yeah, I know there is a set procedure for the lineage of the farm. I have was passed down how close kin you needed to be and all those things. So I know there's someone had asked me the question about the Hayes farm over here, where part of that farm was purchased by a nephew, and I, you know, they were wondering if that could still remain a part of the Century Farm, and I haven't got an answer to that yet, but they were wondering about that. You know, if you had to be a son, daughter, or if you could be a niece, nephew, or something like that that kept part of the farm in the family. But you can get all those questions answered if you show up at the Century mm-hmm. Farm dinner. Uh-huh. Okay.
Then on Friday, we're going to have a quarter horse show. And on Saturday, we'll have an ATV and dirt bike rodeo. They're having that two times. Or the lawn and garden tractor pull, they're going to have it two different times because they had a lot of interest in it. So then there'll be the dirt bike and rodeo.
So are we having a dog and pony show?
I don't think there's any pony shows.
We haven't got any ponies.
You never know. They say there's a llama running around down in that
well,
area.
We've had a few of those to escape over the years. Well, now, Jane, what we got up over here now?
We've got the 4-H and the FFA and all of the garden and farm kind of stuff and Kristen.
And I think Carla and Kristen Clements Rich. I added a married name to a maiden name correctly one time. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here, and I just want to announce that we are having our livestock shows again at the fair this year. We're going to have a swine show, sheep and goat show, and a beef show. The swine show is Tuesday, June 11th. The sheep and goat show is Thursday, June the 13th, and Friday, June the 14th is the beef show. And there is no entry fee, so bring your animals and everyone come watch. It's such a good time. And there is no entry fee, and the weigh-in is at 4 p.m., and the show starts at 6. So we'll have a good time. We want a lot of people to come out and watch to see all of our good livestock and surrounding county livestock.
Okay, now on the animal show, I guess we're one of the first fairs to open each year, and I don't think our teams that are judged, I guess they're not out on the road yet, are they? With the swine and those
right,
things.
Yeah. So each year we get a new set of livestock to exhibit at the fair. So the very first one is our swine show, and kids get new swine. I know we came on the radio a couple months ago and talked about our state and regional show. This is a totally different set of hogs and could be a totally different set of kids. So new experiences and old experiences coming together, making it fun.
So a new beginning. Okay. Carla, I know some of the other things there that's going on there in the women's building.
Yes, I failed to mention that we have an entire department just for young people. If you are ages fourth grade and up, then we would love to have you come and enter some things in the fair as well. We have categories for bread and candy and cakes and cookies, and I'm sure all of those will be tasty and fun. We have canning categories too. If any of the young people maybe work with a parent or a grandparent on canning, then they can come and enter some fruit or jams and jellies, pickles, vegetables. As well, lots of the 4-H'ers that have been involved in the poster contest and the demonstration contest, we would like to have them come and enter their posters and their demonstration posters, as well as maybe their record books or portfolios. We have a big craft department, so anyone that has been involved in any kind of sewing or needlework, we would like to see those projects, an arts and crafts section. So if you are a person that is an accomplished artist and you can draw, we would love to have your pencil drawings, your watercolor, and oil painting, any kind of work that you do on canvas or making dolls or woodworking, leather crafts, scrapbooking, as well as photography. So we would really like to have all of those kind of exhibits there and just fill our building up.
Okay, and I know in a lot of those categories, the quilt category, I always love to come down. I know us males aren't necessarily supposed to enjoy the beauty of our quilting experts here in this county, but I always like to come down and look at all the quilts we've got hung up down there. Some beautiful artwork there.
They are. They really are a work of art. And I'll mention that you don't have to have an entire quilt to bring down there and enter. We have categories for just a quilt square
for a baby quilt, maybe a quilted wall hanging. So if you are interested in checking out any of these categories, you can stop by the 4-H Extension office, and they have some fair books there. And you could take one of those and look over those categories, and you've got all weekend to gather all of your treasures. And then we'll be at the fairgrounds on Monday from 12 to 6 taking entries.
Or you can go online to claycountytnfair.org, which is the website which has basically all the information that is in the fair book. If you don't have a fair book, you can go online and look it up. And we've even got some little rollovers this time where you can click on, it'll take you to the pages. But, you know, some of the thing about some of the exhibits, and I know there are some differences in the quilt category. The quilt doesn't have to be made by the person entering it. Is that still correct, Jane, or?
It's the antique quilts and things like that don't have to be made by the person. And I think some people get other people to maybe quilt them after they piece the top. But in the antique thing,
But on the regular open quilt show, you would like for the person entering at least to have a hand in building it, wouldn't you? And the different crafts, we have things like for basket making, all those crafts. Okay, now what about some of the demonstrations? We got any demonstrations going on there, Jane?
I think there are. I think there's a fried pie making demonstration, isn't there?
I did see that in our book, and I'll also mention that this year we're going to have a big addition. We're going to have a kids' agriculture tent, and that's going to be placed near the fairgrounds. And I would encourage everyone to bring your children by that tent. It's going to be full of interactive exhibits that the kids are going to have a good time working on and learning from. We're going to have a corn pit in there that they can play in. And we're going to have some live chickens in there, and they're going to have the opportunity to go through and gather some plastic eggs so they'll know what that experience is like. And we'll have exhibits about soil erosion and about the different livestock that we have and the kind of feeds that they eat. So it's going to be very interesting and I think a good addition.
And I think, have we got the kids' farm exhibit thing? You did say that's going on, like the one that the Pattersons did last year?
Yes, last year they did a kids' farm exhibit on Saturday morning, and we would like to have that available to more people that attend the fair in the evening, so we have decided to put up a tent and have that available every day during the fair.
Very good. Okay, let's take a little short break. Work in a few words from our sponsors, because we do have to pay for this thing. They just won't let us do it free all the time. And we really appreciate, really and truly, the folks that help sponsor this. And I know the voice in my ear said this morning that we had picked up, had a sponsor that moved over to the Clay County Corner that is helping sponsor the Clay County Corner, and that is the Macon Bank and Trust folks, and we really do appreciate that because it does take the sponsorship to keep us up and going here. And with that, we'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust Secure Lock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Carla, I think you've got some more info to talk about for a few seconds, haven't you?
I do have just a little more info. I don't know if I mentioned that we have a large photography department in our exhibit. We have categories for in color photography for people, scenes, nature, and then miscellaneous, which would include sports photographs, still life, like picture boards or picture books, if you put those together, and patriotic photos. Also, there is a huge division for black and white photos. So the only rule on that is that you have to be the one that has taken the photograph. So if you have taken some photographs around the county or anywhere else, we would love for you to bring them down. And those do have to be mounted on a piece of cardstock. So we would like for you to do that.
Well, can you put them in a little cheap frame?
Well, we would rather that they not be framed, because it makes it a little harder for us to judge and to display. So we would like for them to be mounted. And I will also mention, while you're at the fair, be sure and come by and check out our community garden. Last year we had many, many groups in the county that came together to establish a community garden for Clay County, and you might have seen it as you've gone over the bridge. Along the side of the women's building, there are 13 brightly colored tires that are there, and those have been planted with a large variety of flowers and fruits and vegetables. And I've checked on that just yesterday, and those are flourishing and growing. And this year, we have done things a little different. We gave each tire a theme. So when you come by, be sure and look for the little paper that will be hanging there in front of the tire, and it will explain the theme for that particular garden. We have like a salsa tire, and we have a pickling tire, and we even have some tires that go along with books. If you've ever read the children's book Tops and Bottoms, we have a tire that is devoted to that. We have a Peter Rabbit tire that has all manner of things that Peter Rabbit would have found in the garden and liked. So we really want people to come by and take a look at that, and bring your children and show them what it looks like to grow fruits and vegetables, and help them make the connection on where their food comes from.
That it all doesn't just come out of the grocery store or a can.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you brought that up, and something I've tried for years to get Mr. Randall Kimes to do, now I work on Kristen, is to put a garden down there at the fairgrounds, about, I don't know, half acre, a little bit less, fences off, keep the deer out of it, and let the 4-H'ers and stuff actually do an outdoor garden down there, and get it out real early and have stuff to show folks at fire time. Okay, but no, okay, that's my idea.
That would be a wonderful project. Or even if we could do a garden at our elementary schools, we would like to do that too.
Yeah.
And there are grants available to do that. So stay posted, and we might just get that in the works.
Maybe I've sparked someone sometime.
Yes.
Kristen, I know you've got to make a run here in a few minutes, but we've got another little thing, your subject here we want to talk to you about, because coming up real quick is the opening day of the farmer's market.
Absolutely. So our farmer's market, our grand opening will be next Saturday on the 15th, and it will begin at 8 o'clock, and we would love for everyone to come out and sell their produce, sell their jams and jellies, and also come out and just see what's going on. So if you would like to do that and need more information on if you need to label different things like jams and jellies, I've got all the information for that to be up to date with TDA and USDA and stuff like that. So you can come to my office or you can call in at 931-243-2311. We're really excited to get this farmer's market up and going, and we hope it's a huge success. So everyone come out every Saturday through October, hopefully, and we'll have a good time.
Okay, and I think the theme is homegrown or handcrafted.
Yes, so it's homegrown and handmade.
Handmade.
So we would love all kinds of items, from produce, jams and jellies, meats even, quilts, any signs you've made with woodworking or anything like that, we'd love for it to be out here on the courthouse square.
So if you built some nice Adirondack chairs and you'd like to sell a couple of those, now we don't want stuff that you bought somewhere else.
Right.
It's something that it says made.
Mm-hmm. Handmade and homegrown. So we don't want anything yard sale-y around here. We want it just to be a good country, handmade, homegrown farmers market. So
that pretty well covers it, doesn't it? Yes. And this is just not for farmers and growers here in Clay County. If you want to come across the state line and bring something, or from over in Overton County and bring something,
absolutely.
We would be absolutely pleased, wouldn't we?
Yes, welcome everyone.
Anyone and everyone to come in. Well, Kristen, I think you said that you had a meeting out of town.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here with us. Now, you other two have got to stay with me. We've got a few more minutes. So let's take a little short break, come back. We're going to give away a cake, and then we're going to do a little bit more talking about the fair, and we'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I spoke real loud then, and Miss Jane jumped. I don't know whether she... But I think she's got a couple more things with the fire. You know, the farther along we get, the more we find out we've forgotten a thing or two.
That's right. And I wanted to talk just a minute about the James Gang, and they're the people who do our carnival. And they're the people who do the carnival at Putnam County and at Overton County. And it's really, I think, the best one in our area, and they're easy to work with, they're clean, they have good equipment that is maintained, and we just appreciate being able to get them.
And if you'd like to see a bigger carnival in Clay County, come out and overcrowd the smaller one. That's how we get a bigger one. Mm-hmm. We've got people waiting in line for pretty good little while to get on, then we'll know, hey, next year we need to add something. Mm-hmm. So that's how we get a bigger carnival. Come out here and get in line.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we also have vendors that set up booths, and they sell stuff to eat. And
Now, that is local vendors?
Or some of them are, and some of them are from...
I know the carnival group, they have a group that travel with them with the food booth.
Yeah, they have a food booth too, but there's like the shaved ice that comes. And I think they're from Livingston and different vendors like that have different things.
Which is a little bit of source of revenue for the fair, isn't it?
It is.
The more vendors we get, more revenue.
And I'll also mention that the 4-H'ers are going to have their Bill's lemonade stand out there again this year. So they're going to be selling big cups of lemonade for $5. And every one of those cups has an entire lemon in it. So it's really, really good, and it's for a good cause. They use those funds to support their programs throughout the entire year. And so they will be there and working hard and making those lemonades. So we would love for you to come out and get a cup from them.
Okay, I'd find some too. Give us a little quick rundown on what Grace Ann's doing.
Well, I will tell you, and I want to thank everyone on her behalf. She went just last week to the Dairy Kickoff Luncheon again. As you might remember, she was the Clay County Dairy Chairman last year, and she worked very hard during the month of June, as June is Dairy Month. And she compiled all of her activities into a scrapbook, and she submitted that in a contest, and she was awarded a state prize for that work. And so we got to go last week, and she was recognized in front of everyone and given her award, and it was a wonderful day. It was very fun, and it was good to see all the kids that are just starting the journey that she completed last year.
Okay, and I think the last time we were here, we were talking a little bit about the courthouse here. I know we had the group from Salina KA, the seventh graders, that included the historic Clay County Courthouse this year on their day trips. When they go out and take a little day trip after they finish all their testing and stuff, and they came by and just got a few pictures of that that we're going to post on Facebook of the youngsters that came in here. A number of them came in here for the first time they had ever been in this courthouse, and gave a little, Miss Mary Lord Renault and myself gave them a little history lesson about the courthouse. And we'd like to remind anyone, anytime that you drive around by and see the silver pickup out front, I'm in here, come on in. And sometimes during special events, you know, we can't do it all the time, but sometimes we'll actually leave the doors open downstairs where you can kind of walk through and look at our historic panels that we have here now and read those. And we're, of course, we're working on coming up with some standard hours when we get more to the point of turning this into the Welcome Center. So, you know, we're kind of making that transition. And as time passes and activities going on, we just completed the other night our evening of karaoke here at the courthouse. Had a great turnout. A number of people came by and showed off their vocal prowess, and it was a great show. Had a number of spectators. And right now we're in the process of, I think the local merchants have got something going on here in the month of June, so we're going to move on up to July, and I believe the date we've got set right now is July the 11th. We're going to have another evening here at the courthouse, and this evening we're going to be entertained by the group called Nashwood, which is Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood, who have been involved in the music business, among other things, and they have like about an hour and a half show of great music of all styles. I know they do everything from southern gospel, some semi-bluegrass things, some blues things, some late pop music, lots of country music. I mean, they have a complete repertoire of, I think Chuck has said maybe he's got like 500 or 600 things that he could do, but he won't do them all that night. But they do a great show. I know they did some outdoor shows here last summer on a Tuesday night, but he's agreed to come in, and we're going to have it upstairs in the old courtroom. We've got air conditioning up there. It was very comfortable last the other Thursday night. So we've got that coming up on the 11th of July, and it's, of course, at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be free again. We're going to get, we might put a box out and let you make a donation if you wanted to on the way in or out. But right now, we're kind of just trying to get people used to coming into the courthouse and it being an entertainment area and the things that are going on here. So put that down on your calendar now, July the 11th. And with that, this might be a good time to reach in there and draw out a number for me, Carla. And see what we got here that's going to win our cake today. Okay. We have got Ella and Cole Eads. You have won the birthday and anniversary cake, and the procedure is go over by the Clay Chamber and pick up the Dairy Queen gift card. Get your delicious cake. And with that, we're about to wind down another great day here on the Clay County Corner. I'd like to thank my guests today that came by, Mr. Sam Woods, with the representing the American Legion, and, of course, Ms. Jane Miller, Ms. Carla Reese, and then Kristen Clements Ridge came by, and it's always a pleasure to have you folks here with us, and we hope we've got a bunch of information out, and come out to the fair, folks. Fill the place up every night. You can't beat what you're getting for your $3, and if you want to spend money for an armband, but I know the young'uns do. Some of you older folks, if you want to ride, get on the rides and become young again. I believe that every circle you make on that tilty world might take about 5 years off your life. No, excuse me, your age. With that might be a good thing to close on. And with that, we've got everything shut down, I guess. So may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next week on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country. And we'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. So if you heard something and you think your neighbor might like, tell them to tune their radio over to 101.5. And with that, I guess it's time to say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.